Venerable Geshe says, we may wonder why it is necessary to rely upon a guru to practice generation stage and completion stage. Why can we not simply practice these yogas on our own and generate ourselves as the deity? The answer is that at the moment, we are completely different from the deity. And without the guru, we have no way of establishing a connection with the deity. This is worth reading slowly. So why do we need to rely upon a guru to practice generation stage, our precious guru? Why? The answer is that at the moment, we are completely different from the deity. And without the guru, we have no way of establishing a connection with the deity. For example, the deity Heruka is a transcendental being, completely beyond the realms of ordinary experience. The only way we can connect with Heruka is through our guru. The only way we can connect with Heruka is through our guru. The guru's extraordinary characteristic is that although in reality he is a transcendental being who is the same nature as Heruka, he is nevertheless able to appear in an ordinary form and communicate with us directly. In this way, he is able to introduce us to deities such as Heruka and guide us through the stages of transforming ourselves into the deity. This is such an extraordinarily profound kindness. Even though our root guru is a transcendental being beyond the realms of ordinary experience, the nature of Heruka, he, for our benefit, appears in an ordinary form so we can see. He gives us, he explains Heruka's enlightened activities in a way that we can understand and put into practice. He guides us step by step, even though without him we have no connection to the deity, none, impossible. Even though we have an indestructible Buddha nature, without our guru, enlightenment is impossible. Attaining the state of Buddha Heruka, impossible. Because right now we are completely different than Heruka. So we need someone between us and Heruka making that connection, connecting us to the enlightened world. This is our precious root guru, our spiritual guide. His kindness is inconceivable. Because without him, we could never attain enlightenment. We would remain in the suffering realms of samsara forever.